One thing I hear about constantly is the excessive cost of buying a house, and with an average starting price of around $360K, that's something I can totally sympathize with. So as a consequence, I know so many of you out there listen to my show for answers. I decided to come up with one. And if you just hear me out and watch or listen to the very end, I believe you'll agree it's a workable solution, or at least that you've never heard anything like this before. And I believe it's something that can and should be done. Now, before I go into some of the nuts and bolts of how this works, there's something I would like to make very clear. Workable solutions call for compromise. It has always been that way, and it probably always will. And in order for this solution to work, you first and foremost must understand and accept that. Because if you can't, this proposal simply isn't going to work. And we're back to square one. So if you're sick of the current situation with house prices, you have to consider solutions, sometimes radical solutions. So consider what I'm about to tell you with an open mind, because this may be the only realistic option available. For approximately the last 80 years, home ownership, aka the American dream, has been relentlessly pressed into the consciousness of Americans. And since the end of World War II in 1945 until about 1975 or 30 years, that dream was certainly still doable. Not only that, it was doable on a single income. And even though by 1975 it was the very end of it, I lived it, and all of my friends and family lived it. I don't have to look up a lot of historical facts and figures to back that up, because I lived it. My old man had a union job at a steel mill, and that single income bought the house, a modest car, decent food, and savings in the bank. And I'm sure to many of you boomers out there, this is certainly no surprise. But that was then, and it's certainly not the reality we live in now. And I want everyone to know, from 17 to 70, that I completely understand that. Briefly, before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode and you haven't already done so, please consider subscribing and hit that notification bell. By subscribing, you really do help the Ernest Van Show continue to grow. And if you leave a comment or a question, I actually read and respond to them all. And I really do appreciate you reaching out. Now, back to the episode. Okay, here's where the rubber meets the road of what I'm proposing. The only rational solution is to stop any and all home purchases and convert the system to properties which are rented by banks or other large financial institutions. I'm proposing a program called Never Own Home Again, or NOHA, and in general, it would work like this. The very first part of the program, which is actually quite quick, simple, and easy, is that citizens will be classified due to the Citizen Reclassification Act into two major groups, citizens and subcitizens. Subcitizens being defined as any individual earning less than $1 million per year. If you want a house for you and or your family, it is rented either from a bank or other financial institution, such as a private equity firm, for the entirety, unless you are no longer in sub-citizen status, of your life. Under the new governmental guidelines of NOHA, you won't enter into a contract of sale, currently known as a mortgage. Because the new system is not interested in any way for sub-citizens' property ownership, since that has now been made illegal. Eliminating any pretense or delusional thinking of potential home ownership by the sub-citizen. Now, I hope so far I've been making this simple and clear. But if you're having a hard time following this, here's an example of the negative delusional thinking I was just talking about that Noha would eliminate. When you speak to most people about their home today, chances are they have a mortgage, which means in reality, they are renting from the bank. Yet they refer to the house they are occupying as their home, completely oblivious to the fact that until that very last payment on the original loan, aka mortgage, is paid, they don't actually own anything. The bank does. And that's what I'm trying to describe when I say that house occupiers, which is what they should actually be called, are being delusional. Fortunately for our house occupiers, Noha takes care of that delusional issue by snapping them back very quickly into something called reality. You see, with the current system, when you eventually default on payments, and you will eventually default on those payments, usually for reasons beyond your control, the long story short is that the bank repossesses the property. So any and all money you did pay, including any equity, is gone. And that is the current reality of the current system of home ownership. Now, bear in mind, when it comes to real home ownership, I'm not remotely questioning the access of good, decent citizens buying a house here. Those with multi-million dollar incomes, individuals which can legally purchase a home because they are not sub-citizen status, that can weather the storm of any economic uncertainty. But what I want to make totally clear is, thanks to the simple and clear-cut choice provided by Noha, sub-citizens must remain in the house rental market indefinitely. Because even when a sub-citizen does have a well-paying employment, they always manage to lose that employment. Once they lose that employment, they suddenly don't have a financial pot to piss in, and they lose everything. So if we collectively understand this, the best move is simply to rent a home from a bank. Now, while you're renting that house under my new system proposal, you are still responsible for any and all property upkeep and maintenance, as we obviously don't want to financially burden the banks. Any and all expenses related to that property are yours and yours alone, because when the property is repossessed, and it will be repossessed, the bank doesn't want a property that is in poor condition, because that would represent a loss. And the bank, or whatever financial institution it may be, just like a casino, is not interested in any way about loss. It is only interested in gain, their gain. I am telling you all this because I am sincerely hoping you will sympathize with the banks and corporations, because these are the institutions that require a much higher level of income than you. You really need to understand that banks and corporations are now people too. They have feelings and needs, and the lifestyle they have is quite expensive. And as a consequence, someone has to pay for that level of extravagance. And that someone really needs to be you. So if you would please take all of that into consideration, I can only sincerely hope that you will pass this suggestion for Project Never Own a Home Again to your local state representatives, so they can draw up the bill that, hopefully, will become law. I sincerely believe that with your help, that you will forego any pretense of home ownership and get accustomed to the idea of working your 40, 50, or 60-hour-a-week job to keep those in positions of their obvious superiority in their homes, which the sub-citizen who doesn't even earn a mere $1 million a year clearly doesn't deserve. In my final thoughts, I just want to say that I know I've left out a lot of details about this plan, but even though it's a very rough draft, I truly believe this can be done because it would certainly have business support and perhaps, most importantly, police support, because police always support business, and they would definitely support the banks. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.